The New Brunswick government called a meeting with student leaders last week to break the news that they are putting an end to New Brunswick's EI Connect program, which allows students who earn enough hours to qualify for EI to claim their benefits while attending university. The news was something that Rowan Minocha McKenney, president of the Mount Allison Students Union and chair of the board with the New Brunswick Student Alliance, didn't see coming.
To say it was a massive surprise, I think would be an understatement. The news was given to the executive director of the New Brunswick Student Alliance, as well as a representative from the FAQM, which is the group representing French students in New Brunswick, in a meeting on June 23rd in the morning. This was not expected one bit, and usually with things, we would hear something in the line come up, something at all. But this was out of the blue, without any consultation from students, and even without any time for students to react. That is definitely one of the things that we're disappointed in the government about and shocked about, is that something this massive that cuts off funding to so many students, about 7,000 students actually, wasn't talked to students about at all. It was a decision that was made quickly and without consideration to students is what we're hearing.
In an emailed statement to CHMA News, Department of Post-Secondary Education, Training and Labor spokesperson Genevieve Mallet-Chiasson says that the province is making the move in response to advice from the federal government, who said that the program is not aligned with the intent of the EI program. Mallet-Chiasson confirmed the move is revenue neutral for the province. EI is funded through contributions of employees and employers, and neither the provincial nor federal governments contribute directly to it except as employers. Mallet-Chiasson said the cancellation of the program would bring New Brunswick's programming in line with what other provinces are doing. But Minocha McKenney points out that both Nova Scotia and PEI have similar programs in place.
So far, the rationale that I've heard is, well, yeah, as you mentioned, getting in line with the other provinces, which I'll say New Brunswick isn't the only province that does this. PEI and Nova Scotia have similar programs as well, the Career, the Fast Forward and the Career Connect programs are also two that do similar things to the NBEI Connect. So the logic of the provincial government, I'm not sure exactly where what they're referring to, but that's from the research that we've done. It's not the only program that exists in Canada.
CHMA asked Employment and Social Services Canada to confirm that they did indeed ask the province to end the program and why, but the federal department was not able to provide an answer yesterday. The editorial board at Brunswick News has published in support of the move by the province in an editorial that claimed the program worsened the provincial labor shortage. Minocha McKenney has heard the same theory, but thinks that ending access to EI might force students out of the province, not just back into the labor force.
The big rationale that we've been hearing is about the labor shortage, which what we do agree, there is a labor shortage in New Brunswick. However, we don't agree that this is the way to do it, to penalize students who the New Brunswick government has in the past said that they wish to retain in New Brunswick. Well, for students losing EI, this is a way that some students, and we've heard this from them, may force them to leave the province. I know I was speaking with a student the other day, and they were on EI. They had that funding throughout the year, but now they're saying that they can't afford to take out any more student loans. They're already maxed out. They don't have any other financial options there, and they are now debating if they need to move back to Nova Scotia to do schooling there because of the funding opportunities that they have there. So, from the provincial government, really what I'd say about the labor shortage and their logic there is it would probably be better to talk with students about how to get us into the labor market more, maybe what funding opportunities there are to train students and to want us to stay in New Brunswick instead of cutting funding to education and to our training that we could use in New Brunswick and stay here.
Minocha McKenney says he has heard from about 30 students on the issue so far, which he considers significant considering that school is not in session at Mount A. He says many are concerned about their financial situation going forward without access to EI, considering rising costs of food and housing.
One of the biggest things that I've been hearing from students, though, and this is one thing that we're really trying to emphasize and make sure that the provincial government knows, is that this decision was made very quickly and without students knowing at all. If students were given even like 4 months to prepare for this, or a year is what we've been asking the federal government, the provincial government, asking them if we could have even 1 year to prepare our finances and to get ready, that could help so many students. And that's probably the biggest thing that I've been hearing, is this decision coming 2 months before we're going into school, where students have already paid registration deposits, already have registered for classes, and already have their lives set for school. And then to have this source of income lost for them during the year, that's a hard thing. I don't know if, I think anyone that would be in a situation similar to that would also like some notice or some more than just the time that they have. So we're really looking for the provincial government and asking them, like, even if this program isn't a long-term solution and isn't something that can go on long-term, can it be extended so that students can at least prepare for the year ahead? And then after that, then let's look at some longer-term solutions, because financial aid for students is still something that's not going away, and we really need those long-term solutions. And this may not have been the long-term solution, but it's also not something that can be cut right away.
The New Brunswick Student Alliance, which Minocha McKenney is part of, has called for a year-long extension of the program to allow students time to adjust, and they're also calling for future consultation with students in advance of major changes that can impact so many. Minocha McKenney says consultation in advance is not just important, it's essential for good decisions.
When decisions like this are being made, like obviously right now, students were very upset about it, not just because it is funding being lost to students, but also we didn't hear about it at all. And this uproar and how students feel about now could have been, I won't say prevented, because any funding taken away from students, we won't be happy, but it could have been dampened more if students were consulted and talked to before about, like, if the provincial government came to us and said, you know, this program is not working how we want it, and these are the issues we have with it, and we want it to change or to get rid of it, then we can work with them on things like this. We're not always against the government when we need to, and this is the path we often do like to. We want to work with government to create solutions that are good for not just students, but the rest of New Brunswick as well, too. So, for example, this program, it was, I believe, 10 weeks is what students needed to work to be able to qualify. Instead of having that, why not then extend it to 16 weeks? Have it where students will need to stay in the labor market more and work more in the province. Students will then still be able to get EI, but also then there are more students working for longer. So that could be a solution that if the provincial government came to us to talk about it, then we could work on ways to have everyone at least happy in the end, or have something in it.
Minocha McKenney says that the Mount Allison Students Union will be leaning on the New Brunswick Student Alliance to take the lead on advocacy around the issue, and the Alliance has set up meetings with Minister Trevor Holder and a deputy minister in the Department of Post-Secondary Education, Training and Labor. The union will be looking at internal ways they can assist those affected by the loss of access to EI.
We're in talks with the university and looking internally about how students can be supported, better ways to advertise the bursaries at Mount A and other funding options for students. So as much as we are doing advocacy, we are taking it into our own hands as well to see how we can help students.
That's Rowan Minocha McKenney, president of the Mount Allison Students Union and chair of the New Brunswick Student Alliance. The province of New Brunswick has announced it will end the NBEI Connect program, which allowed people who qualified for EI to claim their benefits while attending university. The program will no longer be in effect as of this fall, when it's also expected the province's promised elimination of interest charged on student loans will come into effect.